Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember. Today, we play new music from jazz musician Trombone Shorty and answer a question about casinos. But first, we ride the waves with some special surfers.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Dana Cummings was in his 30s before he first went surfing. That is older than most first-timers. But even more interesting is that Dana Cummings chose to learn the sport after losing a leg in a car accident. Now, 9 years later, he helps other disabled people learn how to ride the waves. Catherine Cole has our story about the organization AmpSurf.
Dana Cummings is on the coast of Maine. He is working with 27-year-old Matthew Fish, who is partly blind. Cummings takes hold of Fish and leads him into the ocean. The surfboard floats next to them. Fish lies on the surfboard. He tries to stand up on it. After a few attempts, he is up and riding all the way back to land. He is excited.
That was a thrill!
Yeah, you're the man! Nice job, buddy!
Again!
Again!
Dana Cummings served two tours of duty as a Marine in Iraq during the 1990 Gulf War. He returned home without injury, but a car accident in 2002 took his leg. Dana Cummings says the crash changed him more than just physically.
You know, I was just existing, not living, you know, and then I lost, took me to lose my leg to get me to realize how precious life is and to get off the couch and just start living. I do more things now than I ever did before. I mean, next week I'm going to compete in a contest in Hawaii.
Dana Cummings formed AmpSurf in 2003. AmpSurf is a not-for-profit group that holds surfing classes and events for people with all kinds of disabilities. The group's headquarters is in California. Recently, AmpSurf took its training programs to the East Coast. 11 students attended the class in Maine. They had come from all over the northeastern United States. 57-year-old Brian Foss is from New Hampshire. He has been disabled almost all his life.
I had polio in 1955 when I was 2 years old, the year the vaccine came out. Actually, I missed it by a little bit.
Brian Foss's legs are weak, and he uses crutches to walk. But he loves skiing, riding a bicycle, and most recently, surfing.
It's a sense of being able to fly. In a sense of freedom. You know, you're not constrained by gravity almost.
Brian Foss praises the AmpSurf teachers.
These guys make you believe that you can do it. Encouragement, they're strong, so I know that I can hang on them if I need to when I'm walking out. I know that I'm not going to get in trouble.
Sean McLaughlin of Massachusetts was the youngest surfing student on a recent day. He is 6 years old. Sean was born with only 1 foot, but he's ready to ride the waves.
You gotta like lay down and then do this, and then you just gotta stand up. That's how you pretty much do it.
Dana Cummings says AmpSurf can change the way a disabled person thinks.
Most people with disabilities, their whole life, everybody focuses on their disability. Who cares? You lost your leg, you're blind, whatever. Have fun. Just enjoy life. Take the most advantage of it as you can.
Our question this week comes from China. Jackie Wang wants to know about casino development in the United States. A casino is a place where people can win or lose a lot of money. They do this by gambling, playing cards, dice, or other games of chance. They could also win money by predicting the results of horse races, football games, and other activities. Gambling has a long history in the United States. Even in colonial times, the government permitted lotteries. In a lottery, a person buys a chance to win money or other prizes. Money raised in this way helped support the development of the colonies. Experts say the first casinos in America were saloons. People went to saloons to buy alcoholic drinks. But some of these businesses let people play card games or throw dice for money. Later, gamblers began to use riverboats, especially on the Mississippi River, to play games for money. It seems that Americans have always had concerns about gambling. Some thought it was a sign of moral corruption. Gambling was also often blamed for increasing crime. Others worried that the financial risks people took when gambling would ruin the economic future of the country. There have been bans on gambling and periods of legal gambling in the United States. In the 1800s, most states banned many kinds of gambling. However, the discovery of gold in the West renewed the activity, and many states eased their gambling laws during the Great Depression of the 1930s. Today, Hawaii is the only state to ban all forms of gambling. The most popular places for legal gambling are casinos. The most famous casino city is Las Vegas, Nevada. Illegal crime organizations from New York were responsible for developing much of Las Vegas in the early to middle 20th century. Now, Las Vegas is filled with casino hotels of all sizes. Many are beautifully designed and offer many services. An example is the Luxor, a huge black pyramid-shaped building. It is named for the ancient city in Egypt. The Luxor has thousands of gambling machines, four large swimming pools, almost 30 stores, and a chapel where people can get married. A 34-meter-tall reproduction of Egypt's Great Sphinx of Giza stands in front of the pyramid. The Bellagio in Las Vegas has even more to offer. The Bellagio has its own man-made lake, more than 3 hectares in size. Huge fountains light up the property. The water jumps up and down and is programmed to move to music. The hotel is home to a big, beautiful chandelier. This special lighting fixture was hand-blown by the famous glass artist Dale Chihuly. The Bellagio also has its own art gallery, and for plant lovers, a botanic garden. Many Las Vegas casinos also offer shows that have included famous singers like Celine Dion and Barbara Streisand. There are also other acts like Cirque du Soleil, and visitors can even see Broadway musicals like The Lion King. Shorty Trombone is a jazz musician who is tall on skill. His new album, For True, includes guest performers from the worlds of country, rock, and soul music. Faith Lapidus has our story.
Trombone Shorty has a sound he likes to call super funk rock. It is a combination of rock, hip-hop, soul, funk, and New Orleans jazz. The 25-year-old musician is from New Orleans. His real name is Troy Andrews. He grew up in the Tremé neighborhood of the city. He has played himself in Tremé, an HBO cable television program. He says he met a lot of the guest musicians while working on the new album over the past 2 years. One was guitar great Jeff Beck. Here they perform Do to Me. Is Troy Andrews' second album. He and his backup band, Orleans Avenue, released the first one, Back a Town, last year. Here, they perform with country music star Kid Rock on Mrs. Orleans.
She got a wonderful style, got a wonderful grace. I wanna be, 'cause being with you is such a beautiful place, yeah. I'm child of the ghetto, the queen of the barrow. She don't let nothing get you down, 'cause you're so cool. Taller like butter, don't melt you down.
Got that goodness, good stuff. You the sweetest, I can't get enough. Hey love, good love. You my canvas, all in your paintbrush. Baby, I can't tell you how much.
Andrews may be nicknamed Trombone Shorty, but he is also an excellent trumpet player. That instrument can be heard on the new album. We leave you with Shorty Trombone performing For True.
I'm Steve Enberg. Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver, with additional reporting by Josie Wong. If you have a question about American life, send it to mosaic@voanews.com or click on the Contact Us link at voaspecialenglish.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.